Happy to welcome in defensive lineman Paul Solei to the studio. It is the Metro PCS interview of the week, coming off the bye week, and we'll get to the Jets and all the fun that goes with that. But you have a nice time last weekend, a little family time?
Yeah, I had a great time with my family. Got to play with my son a lot, so I got a lot of sleeping time, too.
A lot of sleeping time. You're going to need it now because everybody's geared up for this game. It's been a fun week around here for us, a lot of talk, and that always makes things a little bit more interesting. Does that have any impact on anything at all as this week goes on when two teams are kind of making the comments that have been made this week?
Not really. You know, I really don't pay attention to what's going on in the media and stuff and kind of words just going back and forth. I just focus on this week and get ready for the game.
Paul, do you expect anything less from the Jets, though? I mean, think about it. I mean, the Jets, every time we seem to play them, it seems like no matter what the record's like, that they seem to talk trash no matter what.
Yeah, you know, they try to get you off your game, but, you know, like me, I like doing my talking on the field, so.
That's what's up. Do you talk on the field, though?
Or you just throw people around?
Nah, I really don't talk on the field.
You let your actions do the talking.
I let my actions do everything, my celebration, that's it.
When I look at the Jets and I look at statistics, if they can run the ball over 125 yards a game, they win football games. If they're held below 100 yards, they lose football games. Obviously, that's got to be something as a defensive front that is going to be your main focus going into this one.
Yeah, that was our main focus during last week before we went on our bye week. We struggled last week. You know, it was a great win for us last week, but you know, as a front D line, you know, we all looked at each other. We knew we could do better than that, and we didn't stop the run. You know, we made them. We didn't try to give a chance for us. So, you know, going on the bye week, we worked hard on how we're going to stop the run, and then we just got to make them one-dimension team and just try to pass it.
Sorry about that. Paul Solei is here, and you talk about maybe it didn't go the way you wanted against St. Louis in the first half, and this is off memory. We haven't talked about it in a few days, but I think 137 yards rushing in the first half for the Rams, but only 25 in the second half. So you say that's something you want to work on, but to me it kind of looked like you got it figured out during halftime of that game. Was that the case where you had maybe a different plan a little bit in the second half?
Me and Stark we set a goal, you know, try to be the number one rushing, you know, and we were last week before we played St. Louis. And it kind of took us back. So, you know, we're trying to get back to where we want to be at and then hold it on.
Seems like you and Randy, you talk about stopping the rush, but it seems like you guys have been doing a pretty good job of putting pressure on the passers as well. Are you guys have any competition with the guys on the outside or amongst the guys on the inside about, you know, who's going to get more sacks, more pressures on quarterbacks?
No, we just try to work as a unit and just try to create plays and try to help our DBs out, you know, sacking the quarterback, stopping the run. That's what we want to do.
So you consider yourself a speed rusher then from the inside? That's your game?
Oh yeah, you know, just try to help out.
get a little quick arm over to get back there.
Yeah, you know, just take on the double and let Wake and them beat.
That's exactly. Spoken like a guy who's a true nose tackle up till a year ago. Is this the best defense you think? And I know it's only six games, but is this the best defense you think the Dolphins have had since you've been here?
There was a great defense, like my rookie year. You know, yeah. We had great guys and stuff, you know, but I wasn't really paying attention about details and stuff. But so far since I've been playing, I think, yeah, this is probably the best defense, you know, so far since I've been here.
And you look at the defense, you know, been in 3-4 most of your time here, going to a 4-3 now. How's that adjustment been for you?
It's basically the same for me. You know, I have same thing. I have to play the center, taking on doubles and it really hasn't changed for me, so it's basically the same thing, just more, you know, there's a certain time I get off the ball, certain time I just got to play a two-gap, so it's basically the same for me.
What's different about you from the way you came in and played your rookie year to where you're at right now? What have you learned that has made you as successful as you are?
I mean, just growing up, you know, how to be a professional, and I didn't have the right people to guide me there. You know, I came in as a rookie, and I just
played.
You know, I wasn't ready. You know, that's no excuse. You know, and then I had Jason Ferguson, a lot of people. So, I mean, it was hard. But, you know, like I said, like I always tell most of my interviews, it's a blessing. You know, I want to thank my coaching staff, you know, Tony Sparano for always keeping me, having faith in me. And a lot of people, they just believe in me and what I could do. And I proved them, you know. But I still got a lot to learn. And I'm still, you know, building up. You know, I'm happy where I'm at right now. You know, I'm just blessed. That's the main thing, I think.
That's what's up right there. Paul, you also, you're a pretty good athlete yourself, right? Did you, you played another sport in high school? what'd you play in high school that showed off your athletic prowess?
I was mostly a volleyball player. So, volleyball, rugby. So, yeah.
I saw you run with the Rock in rugby, man. I don't think it was fair the way you were, like, running through and by and around some of those guys out there.
I mean, you know, just playing rugby, that's like our main sport back home. So, you know, after football season's done, rugby season starts. But my school didn't have a rugby team, but I played for my village, so I represent my village. It is all about pride, so that's how we played for, you know. It was fun.
Talking to defensive tackle Paul Soliai. Last time against the Jets, Mark Sanchez, he was slippery. That's the word we've been using all week talking about him. What can you guys do to maybe try and turn some of the pressures, because he got to him, but turn the pressures into sacks?
We just got to wrap up, just gang tackle, secure everything, and we just got to keep playing and then keep rushing on, putting pressure. You know, like, the only way we get pressure, we stop the run. So if we can stop the run, and then we can have everybody pressure, and that's the only way I know we could get to him and gang tackle him.
I was reading about the offseason. You spent time with Holly Nata and worked with him, and you have over the last, I guess, for a while now. What has he helped you with?
I mean, you know, like, same thing like other people, like the potential I have and what I could do.
Does he help you a little more technique-wise since he plays a similar position to you?
You know, he does. You know, he does. But with our coaching staff, it's a different, the way we play the blocks and stuff. You know, and I told him, you know, I wish I had the freestyle you have. You know, if you know you're about to get a double, you can swim a double. But over here, you know, I got to stay in there and be tough. So it's not like, and I told him, you know, I wish I could have some of the opportunities to make plays like you. You know, just, I mean, he's a dominant player. I have nothing against him. He's a great guy, and he works hard. And that's the most thing we always talked about. He said, how you stay in the double? I said, man, that's what I'm taught at the Dolphins. That's how I got to play, and that's what made the guy I am right now.
Yeah, you're kind of the guy that cleans it up for everybody else, you know, and I don't know that everybody realizes that. While you're just assaulting offensive linemen and trying to keep them, you know, where you want them, Randy Starks is able to come make a play. Cameron Wake, Jared Otterick, they're able to go and make plays. I imagine maybe all the fans don't know that, but those guys understand just how important you are to what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, every day, that, you know, like, I always tell Carlos, KB, during practice, you know, make sure you guys' jerseys are clean. You know, and then, you know, me and Brandon, that's our main thing, you know. The ball has to get through me and him, our front line, and Wake and J.O., you know, try to make the ball come through us before it hits the linebacker.
You know, Starks also, he's working on the interceptions now. We got the Starks Island thing going. He had two against
the
Jets.
Grab a couple of those yourself.
Yeah, that's
man.
What I was going to ask. When do we get to see the Paul Soliai pick a pass?
Man, I'm trying. If I get single, I could draw back like that.
I'll tell you what, the offense wouldn't be expecting it. And so that would go really well. Paul Soliai is having a really, really good season so far for the Dolphins. Pro Bowl voting opened up for the fans this week. You maybe got the friends and the family working on NFL.com, or you don't worry about that?
No, I really don't worry about it.
Well, you got a lot of Dolphin fans, I know, that'll be clicking your name after the start to this season.
You worry about your barbecue, and you got a little skill behind the grill, don't you?
Yeah, you know, I grew up, you know, when I was seven, my dad used to have me around the grill, so, you know, learning about cooking, we marinating it, so that's my thing I like doing the most is just cooking, but I mostly don't eat my own barbecue, so a lot of my friends get to it.
What's your barbecue specialty?
Hold on,
he owns a restaurant. don't just give him all your secrets here. You can sell this stuff.
I give him $20 for a recipe. I look at both.
The Paul Soliai barbecue chicken at Boat Campers.
As a gift card.
Paul Soliai having a great year so far for the Dolphins, man. Thanks for coming in, chatting with us, and have a great game Sunday up against the Jets.
Thank you.